Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fails and Fixins. This week, I'm coming to you with a podcast exclusive. That's right. We're not doing the Facebook Live broadcast this week. We're just coming, talking straight to our loyal podcast listeners and bringing you the tale of a CEO who thought a crazy campaign was a great idea and ended up getting sued by the FTC and paying a multi-million dollar fine. Year's 2005, and the internet is not quite the way we all know and love it today. In fact, a lot of people are just finding out about the net and its intricacies, we'll call them, all the different things you can do, all the different things other people do. And in that, there is an opportunity. Things that we think of as being regular now, people didn't think of as regular then. So when I say identity theft, right now, you go, ugh. But back in 2005, people were just like, what? What's identity theft? How can people steal your identity? Will they take your driver's license? Well, a company called LifeLock set out to make sure the public knew what identity theft was and to promise their protections against it. Founded in 2005 by Todd Davis and Rupert J. Maynard, LifeLock hit the scene as the premier identity protection agency. And to get the word out, they decided on a campaign of, we'll call it shock and awe. The advertising campaign was based around a picture. It said, my social security number is 457-555-4462 and had a picture of Todd Davis holding his social security number. That's right. This guy created an ad campaign around his social security number to demonstrate how sure he was in the service his company gave. That's not how I would have advised him to go about promoting this company. Not long after this campaign starts, someone used that social security number, stole his identity, and got a $500 loan at a check cashing establishment. You know, sometimes when you see a bull, you want to make sure you don't have a red flag, unless you're Todd Davis, in which case you go wearing nothing but red, looking for the bull, and then you beg him to come running after you, because that's what Todd did here. Okay, $500, not a big deal, right? Well, about 4 months later, his identity was used to open an account with AT&T Singular Wireless, and you know what happened? Almost $2,500 worth of charges were racked up, and this dude didn't even know about it till a year later when AT&T turned him into an ad collection agency, and he saw the ding pop up on his credit report. You know, there were about 11 different times after that where this happened before things got under control. So this dude publishes his social security number. He even had a commercial on television where his face and the number were on the side of a bus driving through a major metropolitan city. 11 times his identity gets stolen. FTC gets involved at this point, and they fine LifeLock $12 million because their advertising promised full identity security for $10 a month. And the reality was they couldn't even protect their own CEO. And to quote FTC Chairman John Leibowitz at the time, he said, in truth, the protection they provided left such a large hole that you could drive that truck through it. There's your fail. Your fail is going about this campaign at all. This was something that should not have happened. This was strictly someone who had the hubris to think that he was untouchable. And it turns out he was touchable, not only by the bad guys, but the good guys, the FTC, the people that are here to protect you and me. Well, they got involved and they said, yo, dude, you can't do this. This is false advertising. And LifeLock paid, and Davis sent a letter out to his partners. I had to take a deep sigh there because this letter, it's a lengthy letter, but let me paraphrase a few things for you. First, Davis referred to the campaign as innovative. Personally, I would have referred to it as a bad idea. Davis also blamed the government for not having guidelines for identity protection advertising. Me, I would say I had a bad idea and my company, well, we've learned from that and we're doing better and moving forward. Davis didn't do that. In fact, Davis never actually says he's sorry for hurting the company or for putting their customers at risk in the entire letter. So what did we learn here? What do we know today? Why is this such a short episode? Well, it's because nothing was learned and there was no forethought before this campaign. This is just an example of how advertising can go bad if you don't put in the work before you put out the campaign. So that's going to do it. If you guys have any thoughts or anything you want to share about this campaign, feel free to reach us at our Facebook page at facebook.com/failsandfixins or email me at dave@failsandfixins.com. And that is it for this short pod exclusive episode. I'll be back at you soon with our regular live broadcast where I come at you with another fail and another fix.